Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Fursome Foursome. I'm Pastor Orrin Otter.
And I'm Rabbi Kuhn.
And I'm Abbot Babbit Rabbit.
And I'm the Servant Brother Caduceus.
And we're all here to give you your daily dose of Bible reading by cute furry animals.
Excuse me, Orrin, but I'm not furry.
By three cute furry animals and one who's close enough.
Well, I tried it just like you suggested, but I find that a log does not climb down the stairs the same as a slinky.
Well, I'll demonstrate how it works later. Right now, I've got to start the show. Hi, everybody. Welcome once again to the Fursome Foursome. Let's go to Rabbi Kuhn, who'll be reading 1 Chronicles 4:5 through 5:17.
All right, here we go in Chronicles again. And Asher, the father of Tekoa, had two wives, Hela and Naara. And Naara bare him Ahuzam and Hepher and Temani and Hahashtari. These were the sons of Naara. And the sons of Hela were Zeret and Jizur and Ethnan. And Koz begat Anub and Zobeba and the families of Ahahel, the son of Haram. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldst bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldst keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. And Chelub, the brother of Shua, begat Mehir, which was the father of Eshton. And Eshton begat Betrapa, and Pesea, and Tahina, the father of Inahesh. These are the men of Recha. And the sons of Kenaz, Othniel, and Zerahiah, and the sons of Othniel, Hathath. And Menonatai begat Ophrah, and Zerahiah begat Joab, the father of the valley of Charashim, for they were craftsmen. And the sons of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, Iru, Elah, and Nam, and the sons of Elah, even Kenaz, and the sons of Jehaliel, Ziph, and Ziphah, Tiria, and Azareel, and the sons of Ezra were Jeter, and Mered, and Ephah, and Jalon, and she bare Miriam, and Shammai, and Ishba, the father of Eshtemoah, and his wife, Jehudijah, bare Jared, the father of Gidor, and Heber, the father of Sachal, and Jekutiel, the father of Zanoah. These are the sons of Bethiah, the daughter of Pharaoh, which Mary took. And the sons of his wife were Hodiah, the sister of Nahem, the father of Kelah, the Gamite, and Eshtemoah, the Machetite. And the sons of Shimon were Amnon, and Rina, Menhanan, and Tilon, and the sons of Ishi were Zohet and Ben-Hozet. The sons of Shelah, the son of Judah, were the father of Lecha, and Lada, the father of Merisha, and the families of the house of them that wrought fine linen of the house of Ashbeah, and Joachim, and the men of Josheba, and Joash, and Seraph, who had the dominion in Moab, and Jashubilehem. And these are ancient things. These were the potters, and those that dwelt among plants and hedges. There they dwelt with the king for his work. The sons of Simeon were Nemuel, and Jamin, Jareb, Zerah, and Shaul. Shalom his son, Mibzam his son, Mishma his son. And the sons of Mishma, Amuel his son, Zachar his son, Shimei his son. And Shimei had 16 sons and daughters, but his brethren had not many children. Neither did all their family multiply like unto the children of Judah. And they dwelt at Beersheba, and Molada, and Hazar Shul, and at Bilhah, and at Ezem, and at Tolad, and at Betuel, and at Horma, and at Ziklag, and at Beth Markabot, and Hazar Susim, and at Beth Beriah, and at Sharaim. These were their cities under the reign of David. And their villages were Etam, and Ain, and Rimmon, and Tochen, and Eshben, 5 cities. And all the villages that were round about the same cities under Baal, These were their habitations and their genealogy. And Meshobab, and Jamlech, and Josha, the son of Amaziah, and Joel, and Jehu, the son of Josabiah, the son of Seraiah, the son of Asiel, and Eliohenai, and Jacobah, and Jeshahiah, and Asaiah, and Adiel, and Jesimiel, and Benaiah, and Ziza, the son of Shifai, the son of Alan, the son of Jediah, the son of Shimri, the son of Shemaiah. These mentioned by their names were princes in their families, and the house of their fathers increased greatly. And they went to the entrance of Gedor, even unto the east side of the valley, to seek pasture for their flocks. And they found fat pasture and good, and the land was wide and quiet and peaceable, for they of Ham had dwelt there of old. And these written by name came in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah, and smote their tents and the habitations that were found there, and destroyed them utterly unto this day, and dwelt in their rooms, because there was pasture there for their flocks. And some of them, even the sons of Simeon, 500 men, went to Mount Seir, having for their captains Pelatiah, and Neariah, and Rephaiah, and Uziel, the sons of Ishi. And they smote the rest of the Amalekites that were escaped, and dwelt there unto this day. Now the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, for he was the firstborn, but for as much as he defiled his father's bed, his birthright was given unto the sons of Joseph, the son of Israel. And the genealogy is not to be reckoned after the birthright. For Judah prevailed above his brethren, and of him came the chief ruler, but the birthright was Joseph's. The sons, I say, of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, were Hanok and Palu, Hezron and Carmi. The sons of Joel, Shemaiah his son, Gog his son, Shimei his son, Micah his son, Reiah his son, Baal his son, and Bera his son, whom Tiglath-Pilneser, king of Assyria, carried away captive. He was prince of the Reubenites, and his brethren by their families, when the genealogy of their generations was reckoned, were the chief Jeel and Zechariah, and Bela the son of Azaz, the son of Shema, the son of Joel, who dwelt in Ara, even unto Nebo, and Baal-Meon. And eastward he inhabited unto the entering in of the wilderness from the river Euphrates, because their cattle were multiplied in the land of Gilead. And in the days of Saul they made war with the Hagarites, who fell by their hand, and they dwelt in their tents throughout all the east land of Gilead. And the children of Gad dwelt over against them in the land of Bashan unto Selkah, Joah the chief, and Shepham the next, and Jenai, and Shaphat in Bashan. And their brethren of the house of their fathers were Michael, and Meshullam, and Sheba, and Jorai, and Jachin, and Zia, and Heba, 7. These are the children of Abihail, the son of Huri, the son of Jeroah, the son of Gilead, the son of Michael, the son of Jeshishai, the son of Jado, the son of Buz, Ahai, the son of Abdiel, the son of Gunai, chief of the house of their fathers. And they dwelt in Gilead, in Bashan, and in her towns, and in all the suburbs of Sharon, upon their borders. All these were reckoned by genealogies in the days of Jotham, king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, king of Israel.
Well, that's about as clear as mud, but maybe I'll understand it next time through. Thank you, Rabbi. And now here's Abbot Babbitt, who will be reading Acts chapter 25.
Acts chapter 25, beginning in verse 1. 3 days after arriving in the province, Festus went up from Caesarea to Jerusalem, where the chief priests and Jewish leaders appeared before him and presented the charges against Paul. They urgently requested Festus, as a favor to them, to have Paul transferred to Jerusalem, for they were preparing an ambush to kill him along the way. Festus answered, "Paul is being held at Caesarea, and I myself am going there soon. Let some of your leaders come with me and press charges against the man there, if he has done anything wrong." After spending 8 or 10 days with them, he went down to Caesarea, and the next day he convened the court and ordered that Paul be brought before him. When Paul appeared, the Jews who had come down from Jerusalem stood around him, bringing many serious charges against him, which they could not prove. Then Paul made his defense. "I have done nothing wrong against the law of the Jews, or against the temple, or against Caesar." Festus, wishing to do the Jews a favor, said to Paul, "Are you willing to go up to Jerusalem and stand trial before me there on these charges?" Paul answered, "I am now standing before Caesar's court, where I ought to be tried. I have not done any wrong to the Jews, as you yourself know very well. If, however, I am guilty of doing anything deserving death, I do not refuse to die. But if the charges brought against me by these Jews are not true, no one has the right to hand me over to them. I appeal to Caesar." After Festus had conferred with his council, he declared, "You have appealed to Caesar. To Caesar you will go." A few days later, King Agrippa and Bernice arrived at Caesarea to pay their respects to Festus. Since they were spending many days there, Festus discussed Paul's case with the king. He said, "There is a man here whom Felix left as a prisoner. When I went to Jerusalem, the chief priests and elders of the Jews brought charges against him and asked that he be condemned. I told them that is not the Roman custom to hand over any man before he has faced his accusers and had an opportunity to defend himself against their charges. When they came here with me, I did not delay the case, but convened the court the next day and ordered the man to be brought in. When his accusers got up to speak, they did not charge him with any of the crimes I had expected. Instead, they had some points of dispute with him over their own religion and about a dead man named Jesus, whom Paul claimed was alive. I was at a loss how to investigate such matters, so I asked if he would be willing to go to Jerusalem and stand trial there on these charges. When Paul made his appeal to be held over for the emperor's decision, I ordered him held until I could send him to Caesar. Then Agrippa said to Festus, 'I would like to hear this man myself.' He replied, 'Tomorrow you will hear him.' The next day Agrippa and Bernice came with great pomp and entered the audience room with the high-ranking officers and the leading men of the city. At the command of Festus, Paul was brought in. Festus said, 'King Agrippa, and all who are present with us, you see this man. The whole Jewish community has petitioned me about him in Jerusalem and here in Caesarea, shouting that he ought not to live any longer. I found he had done nothing deserving death, but because he made his appeal to the emperor, I decided to send him to Rome. But I have nothing definite to write to his majesty about him. Therefore, I have brought him before all of you, and especially before you, King Agrippa, so that as a result of this investigation, I may have something to write. For I think it is unreasonable to send on a prisoner without specifying the charges against him."
Nicely read, Abbot. And now here's Brother Caduceus to read Psalm 5.
To the chief musician upon Nehiloth, a psalm of David. Give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up.
It's hard not to sing the psalms like that, isn't it?
Verily, I figure why fight it. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness, because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face, for there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulchre. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those who put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, O Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield.
Thank you, Caduceus. That's a nice singing voice you've got there, by the way. And now for our proverb for today. Our proverb for this morning is 18:19. An offended brother is more unyielding than a fortified city, and disputes are like the barred gates of a citadel. This has been the Fursome Foursome, your daily Bible reading with cute, furry,
and scaly
animals. The Fursome Foursome is brought to you by the Christian Furry Fellowship at St. Fred's. To find us, go to www.ottercomics.us and just follow the signs for St. Fred's. The Fursome Foursome broadcasts daily on the OtterTunes Shoutcast Radio Network.
Shall we retire to the Fellowship Hall for some coffee and some of Sister Gertie's brownies?
Oh, yes, I think that would be lovely.
Hey, please, Minister, did you hear the one about us?
Have a good morning, brothers and sisters, and God bless.